This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. A blessed good morning to all our listeners in Barbados and abroad. Thank you for joining us once again for another Because He Lives broadcast, brought to you by the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District and made possible through the faithful sponsorship of Federal Motor Spares, located at Bank Hall, St. Michael. We encourage you, all our listeners, to show your support by patronizing Federal Motor Spares at Bank Hall, St. Michael, for all your motor needs. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to see another day and again another week. Father, for some, the past week was filled with its share of challenges and disappointments. But through it all, Lord, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Lord, we recognize that it is only by your grace and mercy that we have made it to this day. This is truly the day that you have made, Lord. And regardless of our circumstances, regardless of the trials and challenges that life may place on us, we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we pray your blessings on our broadcast today. We thank you, Lord, for everyone connected to this ministry and the various roles they play in making it a success. And as our broadcast goes out today across the airwaves and via the internet, we pray that your message, your word, would touch hearts and lead lost souls back to you, Father. Bless every listener, and may they take comfort in your word today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus with thanksgiving. Amen. Good morning again to all our listeners. My name is Dwayne Roach, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you for yet another broadcast of Because He Lives. For this month of November, we will be featuring our district licensed ministers. However, before I introduce you to our minister for today, I have two announcements that I need to share with you. First, our centennial prayer session. The year 2026 will mark a truly historic moment in the Church of the Nazarene in Barbados. It will be our centennial year. This means that we will be celebrating 100 years since the Church of the Nazarene first planted its roots in this island, faithfully serving the people of Barbados. For a full century, we have been ministering, teaching, preaching, counseling, and spreading the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ across our nation. Reaching this remarkable milestone is no small achievement, and we acknowledge that it has only been possible through the grace, faithfulness, and favor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the coming weeks, you will certainly hear more about our centennial plans and activities. However, in preparation for our centennial celebrations, everyone is invited to join our district centennial prayer session on Zoom, happening Monday to Saturday from 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. For Zoom details to join this prayer session, please call our district office at 435-4444. Again, that number is 435-4444. Let's come together as we seek God's blessings and guidance on our centennial celebrations next year. Whether you're a Nazarene or not, you're warmly welcome to be a part of this special time of prayer. The Thorpe's Cottage Church Independence Extravaganza and Fundraiser. The Thorpe's Cottage Church of the Nazarene will be hosting its Independence Extravaganza and Fundraiser on Saturday, November the 29th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the church grounds under the theme Building Together, Building to Serve. Come and enjoy an array of delicious Bajan treats, including pudding and sauce, conkeys, fish cakes, and much more. There will also be a variety stall, plants on sale, and uplifting music throughout the day. We invite you, your family, and friends to come out and support the Thorpe's Cottage Church of the Nazarene's Independence Extravaganza. It promises to be a wonderful time of fellowship, food, and fun, and you won't want to miss it. Bringing the word to us today will be Minister Darren Burke. Minister Burke is currently serving as pastor at the Bushy Park Church of the Nazarene, and he has a heart for the youth and our country. A patriot at heart, Minister Burke longs to see true revival in our nation. Brothers and sisters, it is my humble pleasure to introduce our speaker for today, Minister Darren Burke. Minister Burke, God's richest blessings on you as you share with us what he has laid on your heart.
Thank you very much, Brother Duane. Blessings on you. My message is centered around 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verses 1 to 5, instructions on worship. I urge then, first of all, that request, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. May God add his richest blessings to his word. Indeed, there is only one name under heaven and earth to which men can be saved. And that name this morning is Jesus Christ. As we are on the cusp of celebrating 59 years of independence and the fourth year as a republic, it is incumbent upon us as children of God to pray for those who are in power over us. God is saying to the Apostle Paul that it is our responsibility to ensure that the country that we live in continues to operate in a way in which God will be pleased. And therefore, the most powerful arsenal that we have in our tank, ladies and gentlemen, is that of prayer. Prayer is defined as that wonderful conversation that we have with God, where we let our feelings show, where we communicate with him our needs, our hopes, our desires. But it is also a place where Almighty God also speaks to us. So it is two-way communication, where we listen for the instructions of the Holy Spirit, because God does speak to us. But it is also a place, of course, where we give ourselves to him and we express how we feel towards God. It is a two-way communication street. But in addition to praying for our leaders that they would lead us in a good and godly manner, Paul also mentioned that we should pray for individuals who do not know Christ as Lord and Savior, both those who may lead us and otherwise. For it is God's will that all men under heaven and earth shall be saved. And ladies and gentlemen, this is central to the gospel of Jesus Christ. For in John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And verse 17 goes on to say, "For God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but by the world through him will be saved," or might be saved. And then there's a further emphasis in the book of Ezekiel 18, from verses 31 and 32, when he was speaking to Israel and trying to get them, as it were, to pull their socks up. And he said, basically, in verse 31, he was saying, rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed and get a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? Verse 32, for I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the sovereign Lord. Repent and live. So therefore, God loves every single one of us, regardless of social, economic, or other divisions or stratas of life. It doesn't matter. From the king right down to the ordinary man on the street, Jesus Christ, amen, has died for each and every single one of us. And it is our responsibility as children of God to pray for those who lead us and to pray that everyone on this earth would give themselves to Jesus Christ and to pray for everyone's salvation. Will everyone come to know Christ? No. But it is our responsibility to make sure that the persons hear the word of God and that we pray for them, that the Holy Spirit would nudge in their heart. And hopefully, upon hearing the word of God and feeling the conviction of the Holy Spirit, the person would not harden their hearts, but they will give their hearts to Jesus Christ. It is our sovereign duty to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the blessed privilege of drawing near to God. Prayer is a very powerful weapon where we draw ourselves in alignment with the will of God, one. Two, spiritual warfare dictates that when we pray anything according to His will, He will hear and answer prayer. James chapter 5, verses 16 says that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. A broken and a contrite heart will he not turn away. And I love the 17th verse. It says, listen, Elijah, being an ordinary man like me and you, prayed earnestly that the rain would not fall. And it did not fall for quite a while. Quite a while. But then he prayed again. Elijah was just a man. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Verse 18, again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Ladies and gentlemen, we have power beyond measure. But we have to be willing to exercise our faith in Jesus Christ. When we do exercise our due faith by believing earnestly in the power of God, then we will see things happening in our lives and in the lives of our nation and in the lives of our family. The word of God clearly states that he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Yes, we can change lives. We can change nations. When we pray, things can happen, but we need to exercise our muscles in whatever we do where Jesus Christ is concerned. We have to prove our Savior. Doubt is one of the things that can hamper our prayer life. And the Word of God clearly states that when we come to Jesus Christ, that we must believe and not doubt. We must believe and not doubt. But we must, when we come to God, believe that our prayers are answered and have full confidence that the God of heaven and earth will move on our behalf. We have a lot of concerns. We have a lot of concerns in our family, whether it be illness, whether it be job loss or whatever, or combination of issues. We have workplace issues. We have even regional issues. The current conflict between Guyana, Venezuela, the United States, and we can go on and on and on. But all of these situations, ladies and gentlemen, God is not surprised about. But he says that once we bring our request before him, that he can make the difference in our lives. Also in Philippians, it says that when we bring our prayers and requests before him, to be anxious for nothing, but to bring our prayers and requests before him. And he says, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding will take guard in our hearts. Whatever our circumstances are, ladies and gentlemen, we must calmly wait for God to do his work in his people and events. For when you think about it, if you really think about it, and it only makes sense, God works according to his own divine timeline, not an earthly one. The choice then is ours. We can either develop worry about it by wondering, waiting, or we can lay our fears and anxieties before the Lord and let him work. As I said before, that's a wonderful answer to the chapter in Philippians, in that message in Philippians, where we learn to let go and let God handle every single situation, whether globally, nationally, family-wise, or personal. We must believe that he is who he says he is. You know, there was a question in the Old Testament. It says, listen, whose report shall we believe? When Israel was up against it, and a resounding answer came back, we shall believe in the report of the Lord. I want to say to us, ladies and gentlemen, that we have that same God this morning who we can believe his report. We can believe his report that he will heal us. Deliverance will come. Victory will come. We need to pray the prayer of faith, ladies and gentlemen, and of praise. We need to keep before the Lord all of our leaders. If we don't like what is happening, instead of quarreling about it on brass tacks, ladies and gentlemen, we can go before God and keep praying and praying and praying. We pray to the God who changes things in his own time and in his own way. He will change things. For there is one God, ladies and gentlemen, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the sovereign God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, who makes all the difference in our lives and in the lives of our communities. Ladies and gentlemen, there are strongholds to be broken in our lives and in the lives of our nation. But the word of God says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but made mighty through God for the pulling down of every stronghold and bringing into captivity everything to Jesus Christ. We are confident that no weapon that forms against us shall prosper, and that we are more than conquerors in and through him that loved us. So when we go to God, we must boldly go before him, knowing that he can do it for us. For ladies and gentlemen, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. He has never lost a battle, and he never will. All we need to do is to be obedient to him. Is it easy? No. But God in time proves himself, and with the unfolding events, we get to see the wonderful wisdom that God had in dealing with each and every single situation that confronts us. The Word of God clearly states that in Isaiah 55, for as high as the heavens are from the earth, so are his ways from our ways, and so are our thoughts from his thoughts. So we can trust him. We can trust him to deal with everything and anything. For in time and in due season, he will see us through. So we need to keep marching on. Continue to pray if we want to continue to see a change in the environment and a change spiritually, a revival, a spiritual awakening. Then God's word clearly states that we need to pray without ceasing and pray earnestly that the God of heaven and earth will come true for his people. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it needs to be emphasized that we can effect change. God has given us the faith of a mustard seed, yes. But once we exercise it, that mustard seed can grow into a mighty tree that can yield 60-fold and 100-fold. We can pray for a government that would yield to the instructions of the Holy Spirit. We can pray for a prime minister and our cabinet that they would not rely upon their understanding, but just like Solomon, on assuming office of the head of Israel, he did not ask for riches or power, but he had asked God for wisdom and understanding and how to lead his people. And if at any time that Barbados and by extension the region's leaders need to glean on the wisdom of Almighty God, it is now. For we are seeing all the world's turbulence and the madness, as it were, of our world's leaders and what is happening in our region. And if at any time that our leaders need to glean on the wisdom of God, is now. More than ever, we need to put our countries before Almighty God. But I want to say to us not to panic when we see the signs of the times. Yes, the signs of the times dictate that the end is drawing near, or drawing faster than ever before, faster than we may think. But God says, do not panic, ladies and gentlemen. Just lift up your heads, for redemption draweth nigh. Another thing we need to understand is that we serve a God that tells us, listen, when you fight on your knees, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. God promises to hear and answer our prayer. Daniel's prayer was dispatched immediately, but Archangel Michael had to confront the Prince of Persia. Spiritual warfare is very real, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be persistent in prayer to get our results. We need to be at the horns of the altar day and night. For we are in a battle. This is not a no man's land, but we are in a battle, ladies and gentlemen. But God promises us victory at the end of the day. He promised that we will overcome, for he has overcome the world and has become victorious for us. He is our victory. When he conquered sin and death on the cross of Calvary, he won the ultimate victory for each and every single one of us, ladies and gentlemen. That should cause us to celebrate. That should cause us to boldly go before the throne of grace, where we receive mercy and grace, and help us out in our time of need. God is indeed our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of storm. If at any time this nation needs to return to its Savior, is now. We have the capacity and the power through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to bring this nation back and to bring about a spiritual awakening within the islands of the Eastern Caribbean. Yes, the power is in our hands. I have said it many times and I'll continue to say it, because oftentimes we as Christians seem to live a defeated life. We tend to think for some reason that our faith doesn't cut it, but that's not true. We have all of heaven's resources at our feet. We have a Savior who has never lost a battle. We have a Savior who went and took the keys of hell and death away from our enemy. That whenever Satan sees the blood of Jesus, he has to step aside, because he knows that we serve a Jehovah Nissi, who is our banner, who reigns in victory. A Jehovah Shalom, who is our peace. A Jehovah Jireh, who is our provider. And Jehovah Sitkenu, who is our sanctifier. I can go on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen. We have to learn in these days to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Encouraging ourselves in the Lord strengthens our resolve to serving him and helps to encourage others to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, so that we can say to them, listen, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or woman that trusteth in him. So we can be that change agent for Jesus Christ here in Barbados. And if we don't like some of the policies that our governments are making, if for whatever reason there's a wind of change that does not suit God's ideal or doesn't line up with the word of God, we can take it to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who is higher than any principality and power. His name is far above all dominions and thrones and powers. He is far above all
that has ever existed. He is the name above all names, that at that name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord and Master. We need to remind ourselves constantly that we are not just praying to any old God here. We are talking about the sovereign Lord of Israel. We are talking about the God who is from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord God of all glory, that we cannot even look upon his face. And never forget when Moses said, I want to see your face. And God said, no one can look upon my face and live. And God allowed him to see his backside. And God's glory was so magnificent, so indescribably magnificent, that he prepared a cleft in the rock so that Moses could have hidden his face when God showed his backside to Moses. But his glory was so indescribably great that Moses immediately had to hide his face. That's the God that we serve, folks. That when the trumpet started to blow in the dedication of the Lord's temple, and quick so the glory of the Lord came in with a cloud, so much so that the priest could not minister. Yes, that's the God that we worship. That's the God that we serve. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about his name. He's the Master. He's the Savior. He's Jesus Christ. There's nothing too hard for him to do. He's the ruler above all rulers, ladies and gentlemen. He is taking care of them all. I remember Herod. I remember Pharaoh. It doesn't matter. Our king trumps them all. No pun intended, ladies and gentlemen. He is the sovereign God of Israel who can take care of any and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.